Sodor Stories presents Duck and the Diesel Engine, based on the Railway Series by Reverend W. Audrey, and read by Toby Yelland.
Duck was very proud being Great Western. He talked endlessly about it. But he worked hard too, and makes everything go like clockwork. It was a splendid day. Trucks and coaches behaved well. The passengers even stopped grumbling. But the other engines didn't like having to bustle about.
"There are two ways of doing things," Duck told them. "The Great Western way, or the wrong way. I'm Great Western and don't we know it," they groaned.
They were glad when a visitor came to the island. He purred smoothly towards them. The Fat Controller climbed down.
"Here is Diesel," he said. "I've agreed to give Diesel a trial. He needs to learn. Please show him, Duck."
"Good morning," purred Diesel in his oily voice. "Pleased to meet you, Duck." "Is that James and Henry and Gordon too? I'm delighted to meet such famous engines."
The silly engines were flattered.
"He has very good manners," they mumbled.
"We are pleased to have him here in our yard." But Duck had his doubts.
"Come on," he said shortly.
Oh yes, said Diesel. The yard, of course. "Excuse me, engines."
And he purred after Duck, talking hard.
"You're worthy the fat
Sir Topham Hat to you," ordered Duck.
Diesel looked hurt.
"You're worthy Sir Topham Hat thinks I need to learn. He is mistaken. We Diesels don't need to learn. We know everything. We come to a yard and improve it. We are revolutionary."
"Oh," said Duck. "If you're rebel thingany, then perhaps you can collect my trucks while I fetch Gordon's coaches."
Diesel, delighted to show off, purred away. With much banging and clashing, he collected a row of trucks. Duck left the coaches at the station and came back. Diesel was now trying to take trucks from a siding nearby. They were old and empty. Clearly they hadn't been touched for a long time. Their brakes would not come off properly, and Diesel found them hard to move.
"Pull! Push! Backwards! Forwards! Oh, 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 oh!" the trucks groaned.
We can't! We won't!"
Duck watched the operation with interest. Diesel lost patience. He roared, and gave them a great heave. The trucks jerked forward.
"Oh, oh!"
they screamed.
"We can't! We can't!"
Some of their brakes broke, and the gear hanging down bumped on the rails and sleepers.
"We can't! We can't!" Grr,
grr. Their training brakes caught on the point and locked themselves solid. "Grr, grr, grr," roared Diesel. The rusty coupling rod broke, and he shot forward suddenly by himself.
"Ha ha ha ha," chuckled Duck.
Diesel recovered and tried to push the trucks back. But they wouldn't move, and he had to give up. Duck ran quietly around where the other trucks stood in a line.
"Thank you for arranging these, Diesel," he said. "I must go now."
"What? Don't you want this lot?"
"No, thank you,"
Diesel groaned.
"And you've been taking all this trouble, but why didn't you tell me?"
"Well, you never asked me." "Besides," said Duck innocently, "you were having so much fun being Revo... whatever it is you said. Goodbye."
Diesel had to help the workmen clear the mess. He hated it. All the trucks and coaches were laughing. He even heard them singing. Their song grew louder and louder, and soon it echoed through the yard.
"Trucks are waiting in the yard, taxes them with easel. Show the world what I can do, gaily boast the Diesel. in and out, he creeps about like a big black weasel. When he pulls the wrong trucks out, pop goes the diesel.
He groaned and scuttled away to sulk in the shed.
When Duck returned and heard the truck singing, he was horrified.
Trucks are waiting in the yard, taxes them with easel. Show the world what I can do, daily boast the diesel.
Shut up, he ordered, and bumped them hard. Oh, I'm sorry our trucks were rude to you, Diesel, he said.
Diesel was still furious.
It's all your fault. You made them laugh at me, he complained.
Nonsense, said Henry. Duck would never do that. We engines have our differences, but we never complain about them to trucks. That would be
disgraceful, said Gordon.
Disgusting, put in James.
Despicable, finished Henry. Diesel hated Duck. He wanted to send him away. So he made a plan. The next day, he spoke to the trucks.
I see you like jokes, he said in his oily voice. You made a good joke about me yesterday. I laughed and laughed. Duck told me one about Gordon. I'll whisper it. Don't tell Gordon I told you.
And he snickered away.
Laugh the trucks. Gordon will be so cross with Duck when he knows. Let's tell him and pay Duck out for bumping us.
Diesel went to all the sidings and in each told different stories. He said Duck had told them to him. This was untrue, but the trucks didn't know. They laughed rudely at the engines when they went by. And soon Gordon, Henry and James found out why.
Disgraceful, said Gordon.
Disgusting, said James. Despicable, said Henry. We cannot allow this, they complained to each other.
Yes, they said.
Well, he did it to us. We'll do it to him and see how he likes it.
Duck was all tired out. The trucks had been cheeky and troublesome. He had to work hard to make sure they behaved. He wanted a rest in the shed.
Whee! Keep out!
The three engines barred the way. Diesel lurked behind.
Oh, stop fooling, said Duck. I'm tired.
So are we,
hissed the engines.
We are tired of you. We like Diesel, we don't like you. You tell tales about us to trucks.
I don't.
You do. I don't. You do. I don't.
The fat controller came to stop the noise.
Duck called me a galloping old sausage, spluttered Gordon.
Rusty red scrap iron, hissed James.
I'm old square wheels, fumed Henry.
Well, Duck?
Duck considered.
I only wish, sir, he said, that I thought of those names myself, if the dome fits.
The fat controller coughed.
He made the trucks laugh at us, argued the other engines.
The fat controller recovered. He'd been trying not to laugh himself.
Did you, Duck?
Oh, certainly not, sir. No steam engine would ever be as mean as that.
Now, Diesel, you heard what Duck said?
Diesel purred forwards.
I can't understand it, sir. To think that Duck of all engines, I'm dreadfully grieved, sir, but knew nothing.
I see.
Diesel squirmed and hoped he didn't.
I'm sorry, Duck,
the fat controller went on.
But I must send you to work at Edward Station for a while. Maybe he'll be glad to see you.
Oh, big pardon, sir. Do you mean now?
Yes, please.
As you wish, sir.
Duck trundled sadly away, while Diesel smirked with triumph in the darkness. Duck, the Great Western Engine, puffed sadly to Edward Station.
It's not fair, he complained. Deezer has made the Fat Controller and all the other engines think I'm horrid. Edward smiled. I know you aren't. And so does the Fat Controller. You wait and see. Why don't you help me with these trucks? Duck worked happier with Edward, and he set to work at once. He helped him with his jobs, and sometimes helped foreign engines by pushing their trucks up a hill. But Gordon, Henry, and James never spoke to him at all. One day he pushed behind a goods train and helped it to the top. Goodbye, he whistled, and rolled gently over the crossing to the other line. Duck loved coasting down the hill, running easily with the wind whistling past. He hummed a little tune. Suddenly, that sounds like a guard's whistle, Duck thought. But we haven't a guard. His driver heard it too, and looked back. Hurry, Duck, hurry! He called urgently. There's been a breakaway! Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah! Laughed the trucks. We've broken away! We've broken away! Chase him! Bump him! Throw him off the rails! They hurtled after Duck, bumping and swaying with every increasing speed. The guard had saved Duck. Though the trucks knocked him off his van, he got up and ran, blowing his whistle to attract the driver's attention. As fast as we can, said the driver. Then they'll catch us gradually. They raced through Edward's station, whistling furiously, but the trucks caught them with a shuddering jar. Oh! The fireman climbed back, and the brake van came on with a scream. Braking carefully, the driver was gaining control. Another clear mile and we'll do it, he said. They swerved round the bend. Oh, glory! Look at that! A passenger train was just pulling out on their line on the station ahead. Any minute there could be a crash. It's up to you now, Duck, he said. Duck put every ounce of weight and steam against the trucks. They felt his strength. On! On! They yelled. But Duck held them now. I must stop them! I must! The station came nearer and nearer. The last coach cleared the platform. It's too late, Duck groaned, and shut his eyes. He felt a sudden swerve, and veered into a siding where a barber had set up shop. He was shaving a customer. There was a sliding and groaning crash! And part of the wall caved in. The customer jumped nervously, but the barber held him down. It's only an engine, he said calmly. Beg pardon, sir, gasped Duck. Excuse my intrusion.
No, I won't, said the barber crossly. You frightened my customers and spoiled my new paint. I'll teach you. And he covered Duck's face in shaving foam.
Poor Duck.
They were pulling the trucks away when the Fat Controller arrived.
I do not like engines popping through my walls, fumed the barber. He disturbed my customers.
I appreciate your feelings, said the Fat Controller. I will gladly repair the damage, but you must know that this engine and his crew have prevented a serious accident. You and many others may have been hurt.
The Fat Controller paused impressively.
It was a very close shave.
Oh, said the barber. Oh, excuse me.
He filled a basin of water to wash Duck's face.
I'm so sorry, Duck. I didn't know you were being a brave engine.
That's all right, sir, said Duck. I didn't know that either.
You were very brave indeed, said the Fat Controller kindly. I'm proud of you.
Duck felt happier than he had been for weeks.
And now, when you are mended, you are coming home.
Home, sir? Do you mean the yard?
Of course.
But, sir, they don't like me. They like Diesel.
Not now, the Fat Controller smiled. I never believed Diesel. After you went, he told lies about Henry. So I sent him packing. The engines are sorry, and they want you back.
A few days later, when Duck came home shining with new paint, there was a really rousing welcome for Duck, the Great Western Engine.